Welcome back, Mistakes listeners. This is Dave, and this is Parenting Mistakes. We recorded this episode on July 5th, 2016, and this is episode 67. This week, Todd and I looked at college debt. Yep, we all know it's coming for parents. And if your child chooses to go to college, well, hopefully you've got some sort of nest egg stored up, or not. So, you know, this week we'll talk about college debt. As you know, you can follow us on Twitter at Parent Mistakes. You can also like us on Facebook at Parenting Mistakes. You can email us directly at parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. And as always, sit back and enjoy the show.
So, Dave.
Yeah.
You have daughters.
I have two of them.
Yes. Well, I guess it really doesn't matter if you have daughters or sons for this particular question, but I got another quiz for Dave.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready this morning, for sure.
Well, it's a
morning show, I'm much more spry.
Oh, okay. All right. Just to remind our audience, I'm Todd, that's Dave. We are both dads. Dave has two younger girls. I have three older children, girl, boy, girl. Your girls are 7 and 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it right, because Kayleen's birthday was 2 days ago.
Okay.
Oh, 3 days ago.
Happy birthday, Kayleen.
Yeah.
And my kids are 18, 15, and going to be 12 in 6 days.
The front seater, as I like to call her.
Yes, the front seater. It's legal now.
It's legal then.
And Dave and I have known each other since junior high, or as the kids today say, middle school.
Right.
So here's your multi-part question.
Although I'm not sure how it's going to work out. Anyway, yeah, go ahead. I'm ready.
All right. And I am the elder parent, according to Dave, even though we're the same age, just because I have older kids.
Well, what other term would I use? Experienced parent?
Experienced parent. Yeah, you can go with that. All right.
The more experienced parent. It sounds lame. I like elder parent.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's your question.
Uh-huh.
Would you, as a father, ever allow your daughters to dye their hair a, shall we say, unnatural color? And if so, at what age and perhaps under what circumstances?
So a lot of the kids at Kayleen's school, I have noticed, will actually start dyeing their hair 4th or 5th grade.
Okay.
Kind of the standard at Kayleen's school. And then I'd say by junior high, everybody's got green, blue, pink, red, you name it. It's all sorts of different colors. But it's not really contained, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
The dye never lasts more than, say, a month or so. Like, they usually kind of lose effort in it. If you're talking about the outrageous colors, right? If we're talking, like, a substantial, I want to go to GMRS and really dye my hair blonde for the next year and a half, that might be something different.
Okay.
Because that's a lot of money. To do it right. Right?
But you're saying a financial issue.
If it was real dye, and they're going to a real salon to get a real hair color, that's probably going to cost some money.
Okay. So for you, it's a financial consideration more than, say, a appearance question?
It's not a big issue for me.
No?
Nope.
So if Kayleen comes into you today and says, hey, Dad, I want to dye my hair green.
That's fine.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're waiting for the dramatic pause?
No.
Well, I mean,
there was
ask
a dramatic
her, I mean,
pause.
Obviously, we would ask her, why do you want to dye your hair green, and what's the logic behind dyeing it green? But at the school that she goes to, it's not a big deal. It's kind of what kids do from time to time. I don't think it looks necessarily attractive. The only girl, I dated a girl in college who was able to dye her hair a very dark shade of purple, and it was awesome. Because,
like
at night,
like husky purple?
Like husky, yes. Like, but you, it wasn't luminescent, right? It wasn't like the purple that you see. The only time you'd see purple in her hair is when the sun shone directly on her hair.
Mm.
It was a very, very awesome dye, right?
Okay.
It was called eggplant, and it was really cool.
Eggplant.
Yes, but and like if she was sitting in the dormitory, her hair looked brown.
Okay.
So I thought, you know, kind of neat how that all worked out. It was a really neat effect. It's the only time I've ever seen a hair dye that I went, you should actually go out of your way to do that because it's just so cool. For Kayleen, it's just fun time, right?
Okay.
And it goes away. Again, it's not like she's going to make this big financial or big life decision about changing her hair to red.
Okay.
Like naturally red, like my wife's hair.
So I wasn't necessarily going to, you know, go deeper into this, but just so you, because you keep saying it'll wear off and that sort of thing. Do you feel the same way about tattoos?
Do I feel this? Okay, so now you're going in a different direction.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's related.
Okay, now, yeah. Okay, so a tattoo, again, when they're 18, that's
when
easy.
When they're 18.
Yeah,
okay.
They can make that choice when they're 18. If they come home with that tattoo when they're 18, it is what it is. That's their choice. It's what they've done.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I can't put any stipulations, right?
If
it comes home with a tattoo that said, Dad's awesome, even better.
Or maybe a Star Trek logo or something like that.
Mr. Spock doing a live long and prosper, absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, 18, that's easy.
Okay. Well, I'll explain the context of the question. And this, boys and girls, is bad podcasting because I'm showing Dave a picture. I'm showing Dave a picture right now because we record this on the internet, and I can see him and he can see me, but you can't see either of us. So I'm showing him a picture on my phone right now of my daughter, my youngest daughter, who – can you see this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can totally see it. Yeah, and I've seen that style many, many times at Kayleen's.
My daughter has followed the trend of the younger people these days who – this seems to be a thing amongst sort of preteens is that they dye the ends of their hair.
Yep.
And this was accomplished a couple days ago with a little bowl of Kool-Aid.
Wow. Really? It's that easy?
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Apparently you just take your hair and you dip it in Kool-Aid and there you go. And I don't know how long it stays. It doesn't stay super long. The plan is to have this for the summer and then she's going to cut off the ends because she goes to a school that does not allow. I believe the rules stipulate that you cannot have hair of an unnatural color, which I suppose is a subjective word.
Right.
Because there's a little bit of a range there of what is quote-unquote natural or not. Okay?
Yep.
Just want to get your opinion on that, see what you thought about
that. I'm actually looking up how long will it last, Kool-Aid
the
hair
Kool-Aid.
Dye.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid hair dye.
How long will Kool-Aid hair dye last?
Oh, now. So
8 to 12 weeks.
Okay.
According to the Oracle.
So we've gone from a parenting show to a DIY.
Sorry, I'm doing it to myself. I mean, I didn't know the Kool-Aid was the way to go. That's pretty awesome. I love it.
Yeah, apparently the Kool-Aid is the way to go. It's a nice... So there you go, boys and girls and parents that are listening.
Wow, good, 8 to 12 weeks.
A good budget tip.
Hey, I had no idea. And that's pretty long lasting. That's 2 months.
Yeah.
Of a guaranteed. The majority of the kids I've seen, you'll see it fading after about a month or so. And I thought it was legitimate dye, but I bet it's Kool-Aid dye.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Wow. And how long did she have to dip it in water? I'm really fascinated.
I want to say she did it for like 20 minutes or half an hour or something like that.
Yeah. So. It does bring up another interesting topic, which is temporary tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
Henna
tattoos and that sort of thing.
It doesn't bug me, but what it does is it establishes a precedent
yes.
that says, hey, this is cool, right? And I mean, every kid does it. I'm sure your kids did it. Temporary tattoos, right?
Yeah, my kids have done the little ones that you get, you know, at 4th of July and that sort of thing that come off after a week or whatever.
Right.
But my oldest daughter has done a henna tattoo a couple of times, and those last a little longer.
Wow. Okay. Right.
So, I don't know. I mean,
so, but do you think that's prepping her for, you know, I'm going to skin art myself?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think it is. This is where you get into a really hard dilemma as a parent, because on the one hand, for example, if you get a henna tattoo and it's there for a little while, either, yes, it could prep you for the permanent tattoo, or it could, I suppose, give them the opposite, where after a few weeks, they look at it and they see it and they kind of go, you know, I'm kind of sick of this.
Well, now you're stuck with it.
Right.
Yeah, I kind of like that. I mean, if you could spin
you don't
that
really,
way.
You don't really know how your kid is going to react to it.
Yeah.
Because if they do have that effect, and again, I have mixed feelings about tattoos. We'll talk about tattoos.
Yeah, we could totally talk about tattoos. I mean, you started in on this topic. So.
I know. I did. Well, let me get us back on topic.
Please.
Our topic for the day. And you provided a little bit of a segue for me.
Good.
I won't try to sneak it past you here. But you did talk about the financial commitment of dyeing your hair. I guess the word correctly.
Yes. Right? Like I would go down to Gene Juarez and have Gene Juarez probably do a $100 to $200 makeover.
Okay, and I don't know who that is, but I'll just...
Oh, it's the salon and spa that's up here in Seattle that all the ladies like to go to. I'm sure you have one down there that your wife likes to go and get her hair done at, right?
No, she doesn't. She
what,
has...
really?
Well, she gets her hair cut, but it's a local...
Oh, Sam's Barbershop.
No, it's not a bar. It's just a lady that cuts hair out of her home. And
okay.
She
okay.
And a lot of her friends go there. Anyway. Yeah. And then she cuts my hair in the backyard. With the clips.
Yeah, I can tell. Yep.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
Okay, so we talked about money, and we have covered a number of topics on this podcast that are... I don't want to say this. Some of the topics we've covered are more relevant to one of us than both of us at the moment.
That's true. Although we're in discussions about what we're talking about today for sure.
Right. So we talked about spanking a couple weeks ago, and usually when parents are doing that type of discipline or considering that type of discipline, you're dealing with younger kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have older kids. You know, we have long past, you know, left the timeout thing behind.
Right.
Now it's basically privileges, you know, you can't go to this thing. That's basically our punishment. If you don't get this done, you can't go to this.
Yep.
That's basically what we use.
Different topic, so let's get on.
So today we're talking about debt, and this is a much more relevant topic for me right now.
I'll just say there are hundreds of topics that we can talk about.
I know. But it's more relevant for me right now because my oldest daughter is going to college.
And going into debt.
And, well, not going into debt right away, but will be going into debt at some point. I mean, she might get close to not being in debt.
Wow.
So... here's the question, and we have to preface this by sort of saying, for some families, there's just no option. If they want to go to certain schools, and they decide that that is important to them, then in terms of going to that school, they're going to be going into debt. Like, they just aren't in a financial situation where they could even imagine paying for that school. But some parents do it, and some kids do it, because they value a certain type of education, and so they are willing to take on that debt.
Yes.
So here is the question. Here's your second question for the day.
Great.
Are you okay with your kids going into debt for higher education? And do you have... And this number will change because of inflation and that sort of thing. But do you have a number in your head that you think is okay?
So I actually did not experience college debt until I married into it.
All right.
Because my parents paid for college all the way. Of course, I went to a state college.
Yes.
I was not going to a private institution like my sister did. And my sister had the same amount of money set aside for her, and she ended up having to pay an arm and a leg later on because she went to a private school. Similar to Calvin, right,
yes.
where Emma's going to go. So there's just no way that you can cover some of that private education debt.
Correct.
Unless you're kind of really filthy rich, and I don't think you and I are in that spot.
Not filthy, no.
Yes.
Compared to the rest of the planet, we are still
average people.
Way up there in terms of
income. Oh, yeah, yeah. If you're talking about how we rank in China, we all live in white castles.
Yes.
Which is a horrible state of affairs, but it is what it is. So what is that projected number? So I think when I married into debt, so my wife's debt, I want to say was around $12,000 that we had to pay off, which I don't think is all that awful.
No. Not in this day and age.
Not in this day and age. My friend who just recently went to college to get a psychology degree, and he's in his 40s, has got something like a $40,000-$50,000 debt.
Okay.
Right? And so everything that he currently does with the work that he does in counseling goes straight to that, right? So it doesn't seem like it's a win, right? In the grand scope of things, like, wow, you are just, for a lot of people, that's a whole year's worth of salary, right? Just to pay off that debt. And he is now working two jobs. Actually, yeah, two jobs, and he's also a parent. It doesn't seem like it's a value add.
Okay.
Now, coming out of college, I think there's been a lot of controversy, and obviously it's been in the press lately because Hillary has been going around touting that college should be free for all.
Yes.
And that the negative is that no child, no young person should come into the work environment with such a massive debt. Right? You're losing right off the bat. You're not winning. You're not gaining. So all that to be said, I think even with my friend who's got the massive debt and he's in his 40s, at the end of the day, that's going to be a win if he continues to pursue what he's pursuing. But
He did get into that knowing that he was going to be getting into debt. And
yes.
He wanted to pursue a particular field.
Yes, and he is enjoying it. He loves it. It's actually a great fit for him. And I think 10 years from now, it's going to be a different story. Of course, he'll be in his 50s, but that's a whole other thing, right?
Okay, so let me ask you this as a follow-up.
It's so complicated, Todd. It's not easy because I can only pull from my own experience, and I don't want my kids to be in debt once they leave college. I really don't want that. But at the same time, I want them to have the ability to go to college and get the things that are actually, in my opinion, essential to having a great career and or a better living state as you go forward.
Okay. So let me ask you this, and we could I'll try to keep us without going too far onto a tangent of this, but part of this is about money management. It's about budgeting. It's about understanding how much life costs.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that parents want to infuse, I think most parents want to infuse into their kids, is money management skills. Knowing how much life costs. Not just throwing away money, not just burning through cash because you don't have any obligations. So, do you find, and again, I know Dave Ramsey would say, all debt is bad all the time, and there is some value to that idea. Do you think having and this is again a subjective word, a manageable amount of debt is a good money management lesson for, say, a kid coming out of college? Because, and I ask the question because you know, as a homeowner and as somebody who has gone through those steps of paying off college debt as a couple, you know that you didn't really understand, or you probably didn't understand debt until you had some. Does that make sense?
No,
Like,
the only debt I've actually, this is going to sound crazy. I'm in debt right now with one car and a home,
right?
right? We paid off. We've actually paid off two cars, amazingly enough. But the real debt that I actually really paid off was my wife's ring, my wedding ring, her wedding ring.
Okay.
That was the in my existence, that's the only credit card debt I ever had. And then once I got rid of that, never owned another credit card again.
Okay.
So we don't have credit cards in our house. So I have avoided debt like the plague.
Okay.
With the exception of some of these bigger purchases, which I think are fine. And I, Dave Ramsey, right? I, another controversial guy, right? I mean, I've listened to quite a bit of Dave Ramsey, and I like some of his techniques and strategies, but I can't imagine some of the ideas that he has for getting somebody to completely pay for college. The other issue with me paying for college for both Manny and Kayleen is like, whose responsibility is it? I hate to say this, but some of this, the fact that my parents paid completely for college was a big disconnect for me. And this is going to sound terrible, and I hope my parents aren't listening.
You know, our parents listen to these
Yes,
sometimes,
they
you know.
do. They do. Is that when I came home from college, I gave my diploma to my dad because I felt like it was more his diploma than it was mine.
Oh.
Right? Like I don't know if that's a positive or negative, Todd. I don't
That's
know.
not a bad thing. I mean, it's
Yeah,
like a
but I
thank
felt
you.
like he earned it more than I did because he actually paid for it.
Well, he
That's
didn't sit
kind
in class.
of. He didn't sit in class, but.
You have that amazing art history degree from
It's an art. It's just an art degree. It's not
Oh, I'm
even
sorry,
art
the art
history.
degree. Yes, my bad.
It's studio art, man. It's straight up. But I think that if I had paid for college, I can guarantee you that that diploma would be mine. I would never have considered like leaving at my parents' house and saying, "There, fine, it's done. I'm done with school. I'm gonna go live my life now." So.
Okay, but does that have to be disconnect or can that just be gratitude? Can you just say, hey, thanks, mom and dad, because I didn't have any cash when I was going to college because I spent my money on going to the movies with the fellas and buying accessories for the Laguna?
Let me be straight. It's again, this is very weird because I'm very appreciative now, more than ever, that I was not in debt
Right.
coming out of college.
Right.
It's an incredible gift. And now I'm realizing even more, it's the kind of gift that I want to give my girls. Like, they go to state college, you are covered. I would love the opportunity to do that. But at the same time, I wish that at the time I realized the value of what I was getting. I really didn't have to work for it, other than I had to go to school and work for the education itself, right? Like I had to, I walked out of there with pretty high numbers as far as my GPA was concerned. I did really well.
So you don't see a value in coming out of school with debt in terms of it being sort of a built-in motivator to get out and work and pay down that debt and that sort of thing.
Right.
Okay.
But at the same time, I wish I had a little more. I don't want to say I wanted to be in debt, but to say, gosh, I just didn't understand the value of what my parents were providing for me, and I really was disconnected going into the workforce without some sort of idea of what it really costs to live.
Okay, so but see, this sounds like a little bit of a disconnect. It sounds like you're sort of contradicting yourself a little bit because you're saying you didn't feel like you earned that degree. I mean, financially, you earned it academically, and you sort of didn't really understand how much that was. So do you wish you would have had just a little bit of debt?
I
understand.
It's really gross. I had no idea I'd be so touchy on this subject. And honestly, I thought you'd have more to say about it than me.
Well, no, that's fine. I'm asking you the questions. I can say certain.
Well, let's just flip it a little. Did you have debt coming out?
I did not.
You did not. Okay. So both you and I were in that same boat of, like, no debt.
Yes.
Free to go.
And, again, this is where I get stuck as a parent, because I feel like, I could be wrong, but I feel like I have a fairly good sense, that I've always had a fairly good sense about the value of finances, recognizing how much things cost. My mom got me a bank book when I was 5 years old, and they gave me a little bit of allowance, and I'd write down the allowance, and I'd write down my tithe, you know, each week. And then if I'd go to, you know, the store and buy a Star Wars figure, we'd write that in the little book, little ledger, that sort of thing. And I think, I don't know off the top of my head whether, you know, they did the same thing with my sisters or not. But I feel like I have a fairly good understanding of, and I'm kind of a hyper budgeter, and I kind of avoid debt, and I always sort of have a plan for where I'm going. So I don't know. I mean, I imagine some of our listeners are sort of like, well, just tell us the answer.
That's the
appeal of a Dave Ramsey. I get that, because he sort of says, hey, here's the principle. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. Do this. Do this. Do this. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
We're sort of waffling a little bit.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, Dave Ramsey, is usually more or less the guy that gets you out of debt.
Right.
We're talking about going into debt intentionally. Right.
Okay, so think about this. Let's think about this in today's dollars. Let's say our roles are reversed, and you're the one with the 18-year-old, and you've got a spreadsheet, and you've calculated out pretty much what college is going to cost over the next 4 years.
Yep.
Tuition, room and board, books, travel, and then, like, pizza.
Funny money.
Yeah, pizza money.
Yeah.
Okay, you've figured it all out, and then you've minused out the money that you've saved, if you have, and the scholarships that they get, and maybe what, you know, grandparents might contribute, and working during the summer, and you look at all this, what's a number that you're comfortable with? And let's say you value, for example, we value Christian higher education, and Emma's going to a Christian college, and that's important to us, and we're willing to, you know, sacrifice. We don't go on expensive vacations. I don't buy my wife, you know, many pretty things, that sort of thing. We're willing to sacrifice and save in order for her to do that. Mm-hmm. What's a number in your head right now in today's dollars that you'd be comfortable with after 4 years of school? I know you said you'd rather they didn't have debt, but if they had to have debt, where's your ceiling?
Oh, my word. So,
threshold.
Looking at my buddy who ended up with a $50,000 debt, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Right? That is a real big old pit that you're in to try to get out of it.
50's too high.
That is way, way too high. I would, and I know that college costs a ton. And he actually, he did get some private education. It wasn't public. Well, in the grand scheme of things, like, I would, okay, so, again, I don't exactly value the same values that you have around private education.
Right.
And going to a Christian school.
That's okay. That's a whole other topic.
And honestly, that's kind of their choice. And I would prefer, because I think I can swing a state college, right?
Okay.
I would love to see them, like what Jolene had, which was like 12 or 1300. That seems reasonable to me.
10,000
would be, yeah, 10,000 would be reasonable.
Okay. So about 10,000 is your threshold.
That would be great. Right?
Okay. You could live with that.
Well, I don't actually have to live with it.
Well, okay.
Right? That's the weird one. Like, I don't want to be setting them off on a real... Yeah, again, it's just this huge ball and chain immediately. You know, you can't just run free.
Well, you are living with it only because either if they get into trouble, they may come back to you. or you're living with it because you're living with the understanding of what you're allowing them to do. I mean, this is also where you get into some very interesting discussions because, you know, Emma's 18 now, and without getting into a whole other topics, you know, for the most part, she's a great kid and she does, you know, all the right things. But there are situations where we would say to her, hey, this is what we think you should do in this situation. Mm. And she sort of takes that under advisement and sometimes sort of goes, yeah.
Right.
I'm going to go do something else.
You talked a couple years ago about her making major life decisions that you and your wife had no control over, that was starting to creep into parenting.
Yeah.
Right now I'm in the complete control phase. It's
right.
That
right.
Phase you're talking about. My gosh, there's so many topics. This is one of those topics that is so interconnected with everything else, it's very hard to nail down.
Right. And so we have talked to her about debt. Like we have said, okay, you know, you want to try to work as much as you can, you know, try to, you know, and she's not a huge spender and that sort of thing.
Is she working this summer?
She is.
Okay.
She is. Which that's a whole, you know, we could get into a whole
other topic. Gosh, I know.
The number of kids, number of her peers that do not have jobs is crazy to me.
Sure.
That I don't know. This is again a generational thing where I look back and I look at you and I and I look at our friends and it seemed like everybody was working somewhere. I mean, a lot of people were.
No, Chris actually even worked too.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, he's working at Tony Roma's. Oh my gosh,
He worked at Software City at Bell Square. I remember.
Oh, that's right, Electronics Boutique. You're right.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyway.
Even the guy who didn't have to work worked.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. I didn't necessarily, I wasn't in a financial situation necessarily where I had to work, but for some reason I just worked. It's what you did.
Yeah, no, well, it was something to do for the summer.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. Well, my parents wanted me to work, and I actually had independence by working. Oh my gosh, Todd. It's a total different topic.
It is. Anyway. Okay, so for you it's 10 grand.
Yeah.
Ideally, it's zero, but...
Yeah, I'm glad you remember where we were, because I certainly didn't.
That's fine. So 10 grand is your threshold.
I don't think it's going to be that. I'm guessing it's going to be around 40, 30, 40.
Okay.
That'd be my guess.
What if your daughter comes to you in a few years, and she's been hanging around with, you know, Aunt Martha, and she goes and visits... She went to Westmont, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And she goes and visits Westmont, and she comes back. She goes, Dad, this school is amazing. I want to go to the school that Aunt Martha went to.
And I say, absolutely, and we'll do what we can, but we can't flip the entire bill. And I think,
okay.
And I wish I could talk to Aunt Martha right now, because I know that she had a debt for a number of years.
Right. Would you try to talk your daughter out of that?
Not at all.
No?
Nope, not at all. Westmont, okay. Westmont just in itself... Better than Calvin, just saying.
Do you want to know how much Westmont costs, by the way?
A lot more.
you have no idea, do you?
I have no clue how much that college costs.
Okay, this is your third quiz. This is your last quiz question.
Okay, do I need to look up on the Oracle again? Like,
don't look it up. Don't look it up. Just off the top of your head, how much do you think Westmont costs? And we're not ripping Westmont because it's an awesome school and there's lots of good schools and there's lots of private schools that are just expensive.
Yeah. 4 years? Are you talking the complete 4 years of Westmont?
No. I'm just taking 1 year. And let's also be honest here, folks, boys and girls, and all you parents out there. State schools are getting more expensive too.
That's true.
They are. You can't just go to your local state school and have it be free. Community college is still very affordable. But, you know, state four-year schools, they're not free.
Nope.
And if you go to something like, you know, if you went to the UW, UW's pricey. It is. Okay, so quiz for Dave. approximately, I have to look up this exact number, but I think I know what it is in my head. How much
is... Yeah, because you've recently been doing this.
Did
you guys look at Westmont?
We did. Uh-huh. Tuition, room, and board for this year... For Westmont, how much?
Just 1 year.
Yes.
100,000.
No. You just went prices right on me. You have all overbid.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if anybody's ever, you've been to the campus.
Yes, I have.
It looks like the Star Trek Utopia future, that campus.
It's a beautiful campus.
It's the most amazing campus you've ever been to.
Well,
centered around the most amazing city.
But it's beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah. I believe it's 55, 57.
Half 100 thou.
Yeah, well, more than
that. That was
half.
Close.
Yeah. That's a chunk of money.
So that's 200,000 for the 4-year experience.
Yeah, probably with inflation, probably 225 with books, yeah, and then pizza money and
To be honest with you, I do not know how my sister did it all along with my parents. It is crazy to process that. Although she had a number of scholarships.
Okay.
Which helped.
Well, and that helps. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I don't know, does Emma have scholarships?
She does.
Oh,
she
that's
does.
Great.
She got great grades and she got excellent test scores, and that helps.
Yep.
So there it is, parents out there. Have your kids study. Yeah. Stay in school, kids.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't be dyeing your hair and running around with all the weirdos, you know. Stay home and do your homework. So
well,
you can,
but if you're going to dye your hair, do the Kool-Aid dye, because
that's
it's
right.
Cheap, right?
And do it with all the kids that are, you know, getting good grades.
Wow.
So, as usual, Dave, we have not answered the exact question, but we've given some parents some parameters. And, you know, again, not to tangent at the end, but you do have to make some decisions as a parent of what you want in terms of type of college, what experience you want. And, you know, we started saving the moment our kids were born. And we don't have enough to cover all of it. But I personally, without reopening it, I personally think there is some value in having a little bit of debt in order to manage and pay off. I don't have a number in my head, and I wish I did. Some of it is just coming down to, hey, this is what the number is. It doesn't really matter what I want it to be. So,
yeah,
there you go.
And here's the other thing. In my brain, at where I sit with it right now, without a doubt, I am going to make sure that my children have the opportunity to go to college. I've actually seen some friends recently who've had kids that are Emma's age, and like to see them go to college, and they're not, right?
Yeah.
It's a good thing. So it's one of those things you really have to plan ahead for, and I'm going to do whatever I can to try to swing it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sell all those Shopkins and all of your Star Trek memorabilia. See? Again, boys and girls, the podcasting. You know, once we go video, then we'll have Dave with a backdrop with his Star Trek stuff. And we'll go from there. But right now, you just got the audio.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I'm sure there are people that are curious about what we look like.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, thanks for listening. We know that we've had quite a few. Our listenership has been up.
Yep, that's good.
So that's been awesome. We actually got some negative feedback that we've been dying for.
Yay, negative feedback.
Did you actually read it?
I did.
You did?
Okay, so I'm going to speak to that person, whoever they are. And
our listener.
Bummed.
Our listener.
Well, they were bummed because, well, I understand when you change things, people are bummed sometimes. Because we have in the past done reviews of kids' shows, and we will come back to that at some point.
We're not done with it.
Right now, we're sort of, you know, experimenting a little bit with parenting topics. But we do like feedback. Really, honestly, we want feedback. I know everybody's busy and that sort of thing, but you can provide us with feedback in a variety of ways. So you can tweet us, Parent Mistakes. It's on Twitter. We have a Facebook page, which a few of you have liked, Parenting Mistakes, if you look for us on Facebook. We have an email address, parentingmistakes, all one word, @hotmail.com. Or you can go to our Patreon account. And if you want, you can support us financially, because this is America and, you know, you can give us some money just because you're a generous individual. We're also on iTunes. You can leave us feedback there. And
Podomatic.
We're on YouTube. And Podomatic. And we're on YouTube. So if you want to listen to us there. We don't have any video. Maybe we'll have video someday.
Yeah, and we'll probably have this episode up tomorrow. So I know that I know the folks are desperate to get more of us, and we've just been so busy.
Well, when you say tomorrow, they'll be listening to it, and it'll be today, and then that'll be confusing, but that's okay.
We got. Oh, well, I thought at one point they could start watching us or listening to us live at some point.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't know if that'd be good.
This is the craziest thing, Todd. This week
I watched the 7-second delay.
I got to tell you this though. No, I got to tell you this. I watched these two guys on YouTube this last week, and you know what they did? They are in separate locations, but what they've done is they've made a room for each other that's a right and a left, so that the room actually fits together on one screen, and it makes it look like they're in the same room.
We should do that.
It's pretty cool.
All right. Until next time, everybody, thanks for listening.